Everything he owns in the world is slung over one shoulder, and in one hand he clutches a white rose. A carefree vagabond, his eyes are fixed on the horizon, unaware that he is about to walk off the edge of a precipice. Lulabelle Rock takes another swig from her Pepto-Bismol pink smoothie. A single pastel raindrop escapes onto the front of her white bathrobe, where it is immediately absorbed by the terry cloth. She doesn't notice, or, if she does, she gives no indication. Instead, she smacks her lips and levels a frank and serious gaze in my general direction. Can I tell you about my new movie? It's a total flop. A disaster. I'm not sure if I should nod. I don't get the impression that she's actually asking for my permission. She doesn't go on, her head tipping slightly to one side as she waits. We watch each other for a moment. And then I relent. Please do. Lulabelle preens, patting the white silk scarf around her head more firmly into place. A solitary blonde curl escapes and dangles perilously by the big, wet strawberry of her mouth. Well, she starts, leaning across the table. When I signed up, I thought it seemed a sure thing. Spencer, my agent Spencer, he called it a hit-and-run idea. Hit and run. Isn't that clever? I murmur in agreement. Well, it's an adaptation of some art house thing. Swedish or Polish or Italian or something. Black and white. Subtitles. The whole shebang. The director, and he's a good guy, you understand, one of the best. Well, he's always loved it, ever since he was a starving film school student. Medea, it's called. It's about a mother. Your part? I ask. We're sitting outside on the balcony, and between us is a large glass table. When the sun comes out from behind the clouds, it becomes a blinding disk of light. In those brief moments, I feel as though we could be talking to each other over the surface of the moon. Of course, she says, clearly a tad offended. Anyway, this mother, she has children. Naturally. Two children, two little boys, and a father, of course. Anyway, they all live in this big old house out in the countryside. It's very damp and misty. England, probably. It's soggy. Are they happy? I ask. Oh, I suppose so, Lulabelle says, slurping her drink. They must be. But then a war starts, or it's been going on for a long time. I don't think it's clear. Anyway, the father has to leave. He's a soldier, you see. So he leaves, and then the mother is alone. With the children? Obviously. And years pass in that spooky house, and all the time they're hearing more and more news of the war through the radio, in those old-timey broadcasts. You know the ones. And this mother, she's so frightened and paranoid that she's all alone in this big old house. With the children. I remind her, and she waves her shiny lacquered nails impatiently. Yeah, yeah, obviously. But she's scared. She's jumping at shadows. She keeps thinking, what happens if there's an invasion? If the enemy finds us, what will they do? And then, after years and years and years, she hears a knock at the door. She pauses and looks at me significantly. After a moment, I realize I'm expected to jump in. Is it the husband? I venture. Well, she says and deflates a little. Yes, but you aren't supposed to know that. It could be anyone. Anyway, she thinks it's the enemy, here to slaughter her and do unspeakable things to her babies. So, she kills them. Who? I ask. The enemy? No. The children, she says, letting the horror drip from every syllable. She murders her own children before the enemy can hurt them. And then, when they're both dead, she goes to open the door with a kitchen knife. But who's on the other side? She arches a single pale eyebrow over the hard rim of her dark glasses. For a moment, we stare blankly at one another. The husband, I say.
The husband.